When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to Public Access America. My name is Jason. I am one of the hosts, and thank you for joining us. Today I'd like to discuss the filibuster. There's a lot of conversation about the filibuster, what it stands for, who it's been used by, what might happen if it was to be eliminated. But I'm not sure all this hand-wringing is necessary. Defenders of the filibuster warn us of its demise. And advocates cry that it must be eliminated. But only a few voices and comments have mentioned the exemptions to the filibuster. Used by Republican and Democrat alike, the filibuster has 161 exemptions. So in my search for answers, I created this note and decided to turn it into an episode and record it. Thank you for listening to Public Access America. You can find our live streams on YouTube, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, every Sunday. You can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, Player FM, TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Smart Radio app, Radio Public, and Red Circle. If you have a podcast and you want to post it up for free and earn incentives while expanding your audience, Red Circle might be the way to go. Let's listen to the theme song and then get into the show. Thanks for listening.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
What starts here changes the world. Well, I've got to admit, I kind of like it. What starts here changes the world.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
The average American will meet 10,000 people in their lifetime.
I was handcuffed to another man from another tribe whose language I did not speak.
Don't think, feel.
But if every one of you changed the lives of just 10 people, and each one of those people changed the lives of another 10 people, and another 10.
We did not know each other, and we could not speak to each other, because if we could have spoken to each other, we might have been able to figure out what was happening to us.
To every politician who was taking donations from the NRA, name on you.
I believed them when they said they were sleeping on concrete floors. I believed them. Children being separated from their parents in front of an American flag. I believe them.
And you can change the entire population of the world, 8 billion people.
And if you could have figured out what was happening to us, we might have been able to prevent it.
If you think it's hard to change the lives of 10 people, change their lives forever.
Well, it didn't happen. Here we are.
I believe these women.
You're wrong.
I feel extremely lucky to be here with all of you fighting for justice, for equality, for the right for us to equally exist in this country.
There were 329 uprisings, 257 cities within 4.5 years. And neither Martin nor Fannie had any control over that.
We might be headed to the promised land of speaking the truth and finding our external liberty once we internally liberate ourselves.
But their children were saved, and their children's children. Generations were saved by one decision, one person. But changing the world can happen anywhere, and anyone can do it. So what starts here can indeed change the world. But the question is, what will the world look like after you change it?
Welcome to Public Access America.
Make a stand. I know I did. Thank you very much. And may God bless America. May God bless America. May God bless America.
Welcome back. My agenda is really to learn about this political issue from a non-political perspective. Once a bill gets to a vote on the Senate floor, it requires a simple majority of 51 votes to pass after debate has ended. But there's a catch. Before it can get to a vote, it actually takes 60 votes to cut off debate. which is why a 60-vote supermajority is now considered the de facto minimum for passing legislation in the Senate. Under original Senate rules, cutting off debate required a motion that passed with a simple majority. In 1806, Vice President Aaron Burr argued that the rule was redundant, and the Senate stopped using the motion. This change inevitably gave senators the right to unlimited debate, meaning that they could indefinitely delay a bill without supermajority support. In 1917, the Senate passed Rule XX11, or the cloture rule, which made it possible to break a filibuster with a two-thirds majority. In 1975, the Senate reduced the requirement to 60 votes, which has effectively become the minimum needed to pass a law today. Exemptions to the filibuster rule. In 2013, Democrats changed the Senate rules to enable the confirmation of executive branch positions, including the cabinet, and of non-Supreme Court judicial nominees with a simple majority. In 2016-2017, Senate Republicans expanded the change to include Supreme Court appointments at times. The Senate has also exempted certain types of legislation from the cloture rule. Congress's annual budget reconciliation process requires only a simple majority vote and cannot be filibustered. Trade agreements that are negotiated using fast-track rules, they can't be filibustered. Measures that involve military base closures or arms deals. Over time, additional exemptions have been added. The War Power Act of 1973, the Congressional Budget Act, the National Emergencies Act, and the Congressional Review Act prevent certain types of bills and congressional actions from being filibustered. For example, both parties have used the Congressional Budget Act's budget reconciliation process to enact significant parts of their agenda without the threat of filibuster. Filibusters traditionally involved long speeches in which a senator attempted to block a vote from proceeding by refusing to yield the floor, to stage a talking filibuster. Since the early 1970s, senators have been able to use a silent filibuster anytime a group of 41 or more senators simply threatens a filibuster. The Senate Majority Leader can refuse to call a vote. There have been more than 2,000 filibusters since 1917. About half have been in the last 12 years. I think the filibuster has pushed presidents to increase their use of executive power, which in turn often goes unblocked because of congressional inability to act. Some legal scholars agree that the filibuster may not even be constitutional, citing Article 1, Section 5, which states that a majority of each House shall constitute a quorum to do business. Thank you for listening to Public Access America. This was just a short to explain the filibuster. We are looking to have conversations about it until it's resolved, but honestly, I think the point of this was simply to say there's exemptions to the filibuster. When a politician wants an exemption to it, they come up with a solution for it. But when it's for the people, for some reason, Democrats wring their hands and say it's not possible, and Republicans just squash any issue they want. There is a solution. It's a cutout exemption. Elizabeth Warren has said that. Others have said that. We've said that. And we want you to say that. There's been change throughout history when it comes to the filibuster. It isn't this steady eddy kind of thing that you think it is. It's not a constitutional debate here. It was added after, and it has been altered and evolved over time. Now, why can't the American people have an exemption? Why can't we have exemption 162? That's what I'm asking. And I want you to go ahead and I want you to tweet to every senator and just tweet and say, voting rights should be exemption 162. Because we need to do this, right? We need this. Voting rights is important, and there should be a floor base of what voting is. Look, I'm disabled. So if you think voter suppression isn't going to directly affect me while it is disproportionately affecting black and brown people, you're wrong. There is a large group of people that this affects, and we need to show the intersectionality of that to each other. To other camps that we're in. Do you understand disabilities affect every race, point of origin, age, demographic, women, veterans, black people, Latino people, white people, rich people, poor people? Disabilities affect all of us, right? And when a disabled person is suppressed from casting his vote, that should affect everybody. And that should be news. It's news that this is disproportionately affecting black and brown people. I need black and brown people to understand that this is drastically affecting disabled people. People need to pay attention to that. We're all fighting for the same cause. This disproportionately affects frontline workers despite political party, doesn't it? Right? If you're working a 9-to-5 job, but they're closing all of the voting booths, all the voting locations at 5 o'clock, guess what? Democrat and Republican alike, hardworking people, they're not going to be able to vote. What about our frontline workers that are working 12 hours a day to serve us and keep us healthy and happy, like our nurses and doctors and our EMTs? Those people are working their asses off, and you're not giving them a way to vote? That's the thing. You think it's just drastically disproportionately affecting black and brown people, but black and brown people need to realize that it is drastically disproportionately affecting Americans. And I'm an American, and I'm not just going to speak out for disabilities. I'm going to speak out for everybody. I'm going to show that there's an intersectionality to this, and I care about it. It affects black and brown people, so I care, because it also affects me. It also affects women. It also affects the LGBT community. It affects all of us. If you're living and breathing in America and you are not allowed to cast your vote the way that you would like to cast your vote, that is a problem with democracy that needs to be solved. And there's people working on it. But don't ever take the word of your politician that says something impossible can't be done. This isn't impossible. It can be done. And it just takes groups of us to tell them that we know that they can do it. They can do it. Right now, they're just choosing not to. They're stretching it out. But they could do it. Joe Biden knows this. We all know this. And they don't think we know this. They think we just get the information that they give us and wring our hands and say, oh, I don't know. The Democrats said it wasn't possible, so we can't do it. Or we listen to the Republicans that say Democrats are crazy and they want too much. Well, yeah, you're not sitting down at the table with us. You're not sitting down with independents, progressives, conservatives alike. You're not building a coalition table to work on these issues. And that's what we need you to do. We need you to grab everybody from a Tammy Duckworth, because she seems to be the only disability advocate in the Senate. Right? We need people at the table that are going to represent us. Joe Biden said that he was going to build a cabinet that represented America, and he's done that. With the exception to disabled people. That's not fair. Thank you for listening to Public Access America. I hope you have a great day. Just remember, your rights are yours and they shouldn't be taken away just because you think they should be taken away from another proportionate of America. That's not right, that's not true, and the next time they will come for you.
To those who would tear the world down, we will defeat you.
This is our moment.
This is our time.
To those who seek peace and security, support you.
Yes, we can.
And to all those who have wondered if America's beacon still burns as bright, tonight we prove once more that the true strength of our nation comes not from the might of our arms or the scale of our wealth, but from the enduring power of our ideals, democracy, liberty, opportunity, and unyielding hope.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbow. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are. It will beat you to your knees and kick you.
heart is light.
Ask not.
Yes, we can.
What your country can do for you.
I have a dream.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I, poor little children.
Yes, we can.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
That's how winning is done.
Welcome to Public Access America.
Yes, we can.
Sunday live streams on YouTube.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel for my dad.
On Twitter.
Truth.
Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Smart Radio, Public, and Spotify.
Yes, we can.
Public Access America. History in the making. Making history in the making.